You're listening to SBS News.
President Vladimir Putin's brandishing of a nuclear option in his war of words with the West over Ukraine has heightened the nervousness felt by countries in the region since Russia's annexation of Ukraine's Crimea Peninsula 8 years ago. With Sweden and Finland the targets of Russian threats should they join NATO, Swedish resident Jan Axelsson describes it as like being in a time warp. He's now recalling the days of nuclear threats from the old Soviet Union, when the 54-year-old was growing up.
We try to take one day at a time. I think that's the only thing you can do in these big crises. When it comes to Russia, you don't know how they will, what they will do. But what they can't take is our own minds and our freedom to choose, not yet anyway. So, and I think people are ready to fight for that. And that's maybe the first time in our generation that we need to stand up for that, these kind of values. So, but what happens, we will see. I don't know. Nobody knows.
While Sweden and Finland have ruled out applying to join the NATO military alliance for the time being, support for NATO in the countries has never been higher, prompting another warning from Russia, this time from its foreign ministry spokeswoman, Maria Zakharova.
All states participating in the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe in their national capacity, including Finland and Sweden, reaffirmed the principle that the security of some states should not be built at the expense of the security of other countries. It's obvious that the accession of Finland and Sweden to NATO, which is primarily a military organization, would have serious military and political consequences that would require our country to take reciprocal steps.
Sweden is offering unprecedented support for Ukraine, voting to back its armed forces with defensive weapons. In an address to the nation this week, Swedish Prime Minister Magdalena Andersson says it's the first time her country has done anything like this since the Soviet Union attacked Finland in 1939.
Many Swedes see this as simply offering a helping hand to those who are under attack. But I know there are some who ask whether this might have consequences for Sweden. Will we as a result become targets for Russian retribution? My conclusion is that Sweden's security is best served by helping Ukraine to defend itself. Their defence of their borders amounts to a defence of every country's borders and of the international law which gives protection to every country in the world.
Som folkrätten ger alla världens länder.
She's warned Swedes to be vigilant.
We do not face a direct threat of an armed attack in Sweden, but the threat assessment has worsened. The Swedish people are the target of Russian propaganda and disinformation campaigns. The aim is to frighten us, silence us, and sow division within the EU, within Sweden and between individuals. Swedish interests are also targeted by cyber espionage and cyber attacks.
On the ground, Sweden's more than 5 million households are being instructed on what to do in the event of a conflict. Since 2018, there have been issued a 20-page pamphlet titled If Crisis or War Comes, which gives advice on getting clean water, spotting propaganda, and finding a bomb shelter. It's the first public awareness campaign of its kind since the days of the Cold War, and comes amid dwindling supplies in the country of potassium iodine, a drug used to protect against radiation poisoning. Jan Axelsson says it's a surreal feeling for a country that hasn't experienced war for 200 years and was officially neutral during World War II.
It feels really strange and in so many ways, but you have to try to think clearly about how that will affect us. We don't know that, but we can just prepare ourselves to be as ready for a crisis that we can be.
Stockholm has repeatedly cited Russian aggression as the reason for a series of security measures, including the reintroduction of conscription and the stationing of troops on the Baltic island of Gotland. Linda Thomas-Greenfield, United States Ambassador to the United Nations, has assured countries in the region the international body is watching Russia closely.
President Putin continues to escalate, putting Russia's nuclear forces on high alert, threatening to invade Finland and Sweden. At every step of the war, Russia has betrayed the United Nations. Russia's actions go against everything this body stands for.
For its part, the Kremlin insists it does not interfere in the domestic affairs of other countries and has accused Western powers of stoking Russia-phobia. Gareth Borum, SBS News.